Have you ever wondered why some people suffer heart failure despite having normal arteries, or why others continue experiencing cardiac symptoms after successful bypass surgery? The answer lies not in blockages, but in cellular energy production. In the Sinatra Solution, cardiologist Dr. Steven Sinatra reveals a groundbreaking approach to heart disease that focuses on the mitochondria, the tiny power plants inside our cells. This metabolic cardiology approach has helped thousands of hopeless cardiac patients recover when conventional medicine offered little hope. Even celebrities like actress Suzanne Somers have embraced Sinatra's methods, citing them in her best-selling books on alternative health. While traditional cardiology focuses on plumbing, clearing blockages, and electrical issues, correcting rhythm disturbances, Sinatra's approach addresses the heart's fundamental need for ATP, the universal energy currency that powers every heartbeat. The heart is an extraordinary metabolic engine, containing just 700 milligrams of ATP, enough for only 10 seconds of beating, yet must produce an astonishing 6,000 grams daily. This means your heart completely recycles its entire ATP pool every 8 seconds, or about 10,000 times every day. This remarkable energy turnover explains why the heart is so vulnerable to energy depletion and why addressing metabolic factors is crucial for cardiac health. When heart cells become energy starved due to insufficient oxygen, coronary blockages, or mitochondrial dysfunction, they cannot properly contract or, more importantly, relax. This relaxation phase, diastole, actually requires more energy than contraction and is often the first function to deteriorate in heart disease. As energy levels fall, cells struggle to maintain proper calcium balance and membrane integrity, leading to symptoms like fatigue, shortness of breath, and chest pain. What makes this approach revolutionary is that it addresses the root cause of many cardiac conditions. Traditional treatments like beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and calcium channel blockers manage symptoms by reducing the heart's workload, but they don't address the fundamental energy crisis occurring in cardiac cells. By contrast, metabolic interventions directly support the heart's ability to produce energy. The science behind this approach is solid. Using sophisticated techniques like nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy and PET scanning, researchers have confirmed that failing hearts can lose up to 30% of their ATP. This energy depletion precedes and contributes to the progression of heart disease, creating a vicious cycle where energy-starved hearts become increasingly inefficient at producing the very energy they desperately need. What's particularly fascinating is how this energy crisis affects different heart conditions. In congestive heart failure, the heart lacks sufficient energy to pump effectively. In angina, insufficient energy causes pain during exertion. In diastolic dysfunction, which affects 25% of people over age 45, the heart lacks the energy needed to properly relax between beats. All these seemingly different conditions share a common metabolic root. At the core of Sinatra's approach is what he calls the awesome foursome, four nutrients that work synergistically to support cardiac energy production: coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine, D-ribose, and magnesium. Each plays a distinct role in cellular energy metabolism, and together they provide comprehensive support for the energy-starved heart. Coenzyme Q10 serves as the essential spark plug in the electron transport chain, the final step in cellular energy production. Without adequate CoQ10, electrons cannot efficiently transfer through the mitochondrial membrane to produce ATP. CoQ10 levels naturally decline with age and are further depleted by statin drugs, making supplementation increasingly important for older adults and those on cholesterol-lowering medications. L-carnitine functions as the cellular shuttle that transports fatty acids, the heart's preferred fuel, across the mitochondrial membrane for energy production. Without sufficient carnitine, the heart cannot efficiently burn fat for energy, leading to both energy deficiency and toxic buildup of partially metabolized fats. D-ribose, perhaps the least known of the four, serves as the structural backbone of ATP itself. When hearts become severely energy depleted during conditions like heart attacks or heart failure, they lose their adenine nucleotide pool, the basic building blocks of ATP. Ribose is the only compound the body can use to rebuild this pool, yet heart tissue lacks the metabolic machinery to produce ribose quickly. Supplementation provides the raw material needed to rebuild energy reserves. Magnesium activates virtually all the enzymes involved in energy production and is required for over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. It also functions as a natural calcium channel blocker, helping the heart relax between beats, that energy-intensive diastole phase. What makes these nutrients so powerful is their synergistic effect. While pharmaceutical approaches typically target single pathways, these nutrients support multiple aspects of energy metabolism simultaneously. They don't just manage symptoms, they address the underlying metabolic deficiencies that contribute to heart disease in the first place. Despite over 30,000 scientific citations documenting its benefits, coenzyme Q10 remains underutilized in conventional cardiology. This powerful nutrient functions both as an essential component of energy production and as a potent antioxidant protecting cellular membranes. The heart's constant metabolic activity makes it particularly vulnerable to CoQ10 deficiency. Research has consistently found lower Q10 levels in patients with various forms of heart disease, with the most severe deficiencies occurring in the most compromised patients. What's particularly concerning is that many common heart medications, especially statins, deplete CoQ10 levels by blocking the same metabolic pathway that produces it. The clinical evidence for CoQ10's cardiac benefits is substantial. In congestive heart failure, 19 of 22 controlled trials have shown significant benefit. The largest study, involving 2,664 patients, demonstrated remarkable symptom reduction after 3 months, including decreased edema, 79%, reduced pulmonary edema, 78%, and improved breathing, 53%. Another long-term study of 424 patients allowed 43% of participants to discontinue 1 to 3 conventional heart failure medications after CoQ10 supplementation. For angina patients, CoQ10 works by improving energy metabolism and raising the heart's hypoxic threshold, essentially helping it do more with less oxygen. One Japanese study found that 150 milligrams daily reduced anginal episode frequency and decreased nitroglycerin use by 54%. Another double-blind study found 600 milligrams CoQ10 reduced exercise-induced EKG abnormalities comparable to standard anti-anginal drugs. CoQ10 also shows promise for hypertension. A study using 60 milligrams daily of hydrosoluble CoQ10 reduced systolic pressure by an average 17.8 millimeters mHg in 55% of treated patients. Another study using 225 milligrams daily decreased average blood pressure from 159 over 94 to 147 over 85 millimeters, allowing physicians to reduce or eliminate medications for half the patients. Perhaps most remarkably, CoQ10 appears to offer protection during heart attacks and cardiac surgery. Australian research demonstrated that 300 milligrams daily CoQ10 supplementation for 2 weeks before cardiac surgery increased cardiac muscle CoQ10 content, improved mitochondrial energy production, and provided myocardial protection. Another landmark 2003 study of 144 heart attack patients showed CoQ10 treatment significantly reduced subsequent cardiac events, including non-fatal heart attacks and deaths during 1 year follow-up. What makes CoQ10 particularly valuable is its safety profile. Despite decades of clinical use at doses up to 3,000 milligrams daily, no serious adverse effects have been reported. The observed safe level, OSL, for chronic administration is 1,200 milligrams daily, far above typical therapeutic doses of 100 to 400 milligrams. Like coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine belongs to a group of vitamin-like nutrients that are both obtained from diet and synthesized in the body. Its name derives from carnis, meaning flesh, meat, reflecting its high concentration in animal products. This explains why vegetarians often have lower carnitine levels and may particularly benefit from supplementation. L-carnitine's principal function is transporting long-chain fatty acids across the inner mitochondrial membrane for beta oxidation. As the only carrier capable of this essential task, adequate cellular carnitine is literally required for life. Without L-carnitine, fatty acids cannot penetrate the mitochondria, making energy metabolism rates directly dependent on available carnitine. Research shows that people with heart disease often have tissue deficiencies of carnitine. One study found that patients with chronic rheumatic heart disease had half the myocardial free carnitine levels compared to relatively healthy controls. Fortunately, heart muscle responds remarkably well to carnitine supplementation. For angina patients, L-carnitine enhances fatty acid metabolism while preventing toxic fatty acid buildup in cardiac tissue, improving oxygen utilization so the heart functions better with limited oxygen. In one study, just 900 milligrams daily improved exercise tolerance in effort angina patients, extending their average time before showing EKG evidence of ischemia from 6.4 to 8.8 minutes. 2 of 12 patients became completely angina-free after 3 months. In congestive heart failure, research shows damaged heart tissue struggles to retain carnitine, creating deficiencies directly related to heart function. Supplementation proves remarkably effective. In an 80-patient study of severe CHF followed for nearly 34 months, only one death occurred in the carnitine group versus 6 in the placebo group. Another study of heart attack patients showed just 1.2% mortality with carnitine supplementation versus 12.5% with placebo. For peripheral vascular disease causing intermittent claudication, leg pain during walking, L-carnitine maximizes cellular energy production despite compromised blood flow. Studies show significant improvements. One 6-month study demonstrated 54% increased walking time with carnitine versus 25% with placebo, while another showed 75% greater walking capacity. Beyond these primary applications, L-carnitine shows promise for cardiac arrhythmias, kidney disease-related heart problems, and lipid disorders. In some patients, L-carnitine decreased triglyceride levels while increasing beneficial HDL cholesterol. With GPLC, glycine-propionyl L-carnitine supplementation showing up to 12% triglyceride reduction. D-ribose represents the critical missing link in cardiac metabolism support. While L-carnitine and coenzyme Q10 support energy recycling, they cannot rebuild depleted energy pools in diseased hearts, but ribose can. When cells lack oxygen due to heart disease, vascular problems, or intense exercise, they deplete their ATP, then break down ADP to AMP, which is eventually washed out of the cell, permanently losing these energy substrates. Ribose is the only compound the body uses to refill this energy pool. While all cells can make ribose, hearts and muscles lack the machinery to produce it quickly under stress. The scientific literature overwhelmingly confirms that heart disease patients are energy depleted. While pharmaceutical companies have spent decades trying to develop drugs that increase cardiac energy pools, D-ribose provides a natural solution that actually works. A landmark double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the European Journal of Heart Failure 2003 demonstrated ribose's effectiveness in CHF patients. After just 3 weeks of ribose supplementation, patients showed significant improvements in diastolic heart function, including better ventricular filling, reduced left atrial dimension, improved valve flow, and reduced diastolic dysfunction. Patients also reported better quality of life and exercise tolerance. For cardiac surgery patients, research shows bathing stopped hearts in ribose-containing cardioplegia solution preserves energy metabolites during surgery. In one study of patients following aortic valve repair, only 20% of ribose-treated patients showed decreased cardiac performance compared to 85% in the glucose-only group. Another study of 143 patients, average age 69, undergoing off-pump bypass surgery, showed those receiving ribose 3 times daily before surgery experienced a 43% improvement in cardiac index versus the typical 13% improvement. Beyond cardiac applications, ribose shows promise for fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and neuromuscular diseases. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum's study with 203 patients across 53 different settings showed remarkable improvements. 61.3% increase in energy, 37% improvement in overall well-being, 29.3% better sleep, 30% improved mental clarity, and 15.6% pain reduction. Ribose has been exhaustively studied and is completely safe when taken as directed. Thousands of patients have taken doses up to 60 grams daily with minimal side effects. The few reported side effects are mild and infrequent, typically limited to lightheadedness from blood glucose-lowering effects when taken on an empty stomach. Magnesium is the second most common intracellular cation after potassium, with the adult body containing 20 to 25 grams distributed across 3 main compartments: 65% in bone mineral matrix, 34% in muscle tissue and organs, and 1% in plasma and interstitial fluids. Inside cells, it concentrates heavily in mitochondria, where it attaches to proteins, cofactors, and ATP to facilitate energy transfer, making it indispensable for over 300 ATP-dependent enzymatic reactions. This mineral serves as a critical cofactor in DNA and protein synthesis, muscle contraction, nerve transmission, and blood glucose regulation. Recent surveys indicate that as many as 50 to 75% of Americans are magnesium deficient due to multiple converging factors. Regular alcohol and caffeine consumption both act as magnesium antagonists, increased diuretic use, rising diabetes rates, certain medications, especially proton pump inhibitors and some antibiotics, widespread soil depletion, reducing magnesium content in foods, consumption of bottled water lacking minerals, and chronic emotional physical stress that increases cortisol and rapidly depletes magnesium stores. Modern food processing further compounds the problem by removing up to 85% of magnesium from refined grains. Magnesium offers extensive cardiovascular benefits through multiple mechanisms. It functions as a natural calcium channel blocker, relaxing arterial walls and reducing peripheral resistance. Provides potent antiarrhythmic properties by stabilizing cardiac electrical activity, improves the LDL-HDL cholesterol ratio, enhances coronary artery vasodilation for better myocardial blood flow, inhibits platelet aggregation and clot formation, protects against oxidative stress and free radical damage, reduces blood lipid levels, maintains proper vascular tone, and improves cellular energy synthesis and ATP turnover in heart muscle. For hypertension, magnesium's ability to lower blood pressure was first documented in 1972, with subsequent research confirming that hypertensive patients frequently exhibit significant magnesium deficiencies. The landmark Honolulu Heart Program's 30-year study, following over 7,000 Japanese-American men, found those consuming the least magnesium, 50 to 186 milligrams daily, were almost twice as likely to develop coronary heart disease compared to those with highest intake, 340 to 1183 milligrams daily. Additional studies have shown that each 100 milligram increase in daily magnesium intake correlates with a 15% reduction in stroke risk. Magnesium deficiency plays a particularly significant role in mitral valve prolapse syndrome, MVP, affecting an estimated 4 to 5% of the general population. In a rigorous double-blind study of 181 participants, 60% of symptomatic MVP patients showed decreased serum magnesium levels compared to only 5% of control subjects. Magnesium supplementation dramatically reduced MVP symptoms, including weakness, chest pain, dyspnea, palpitations, and anxiety, often within weeks of beginning therapy. The mineral appears to improve mitral valve function by reducing inappropriate smooth muscle contraction and normalizing autonomic nervous system response. While magnesium oxide remains common in supplements due to its low cost, only about 4% is absorbed by the body. Chelated forms bound to organic amino acids demonstrate far superior bioavailability, with magnesium glycinate showing up to 80% absorption. Magnesium taurinate specifically supports cardiac function through taurine's independent cardiovascular benefits, while magnesium orotate has demonstrated particular efficacy for heart failure and post-heart attack recovery. For optimal absorption, most practitioners recommend taking magnesium supplements in divided doses with meals and avoiding simultaneous calcium supplementation, which can compete for absorption. Beyond nutritional approaches, Dr. Sinatra has recently explored the profound connection between inflammation, blood viscosity, and heart disease through a practice called earthing or grounding. This revolutionary approach involves directly connecting the human body to the Earth's natural electrical energies through various methods, including barefoot walking on grass or sand, swimming in natural bodies of water, or sleeping on specially designed conductive surfaces that connect to the ground. Blood viscosity, the thickness and stickiness of blood, is emerging as a critical yet frequently overlooked indicator of inflammation and heart disease. Research shows it may be an even more reliable predictor of cardiovascular events than traditional markers like cholesterol. All classical cardiovascular risk factors, including hypertension, diabetes, and smoking, contribute to systemic inflammation, which not only damages arterial walls but also inflames blood itself. When blood becomes thick and sludgy, it struggles to efficiently deliver oxygen and nutrients through the body's intricate network of over 60,000 miles of capillaries, leading to poorly perfused, toxic, and chronically inflamed tissues. In a groundbreaking home experiment, Dr. Sinatra gathered 12 medical colleagues to test earthing's immediate effects on blood composition. Using dark field microscopy, a specialized technique that allows observation of living blood cells, they examined blood samples before and after grounding. After just 40 minutes of participants sitting with bare feet on conductive floor pads connected to the earth, microscope images revealed dramatically thinner blood with significantly reduced red blood cell aggregation. Most participants initially showed blood with a thick, ketchup-like consistency that transformed toward a more fluid, wine-like state. The changes were particularly notable in participants who had started with the highest levels of blood viscosity. This elegantly simple experiment suggested enormous therapeutic potential for heart patients and diabetics struggling with inflammatory thick blood, as reducing blood viscosity directly decreases risk factors for heart attack and stroke. The research team documented immediate improvements in blood flow dynamics that would typically require powerful blood thinning medications to achieve. Additional studies measuring earthing's effect on heart rate variability, HRV, a key indicator of autonomic nervous system function, showed significant improvements in this crucial marker of cardiovascular health. Participants demonstrated enhanced vagal tone and better balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system activity, suggesting that regular grounding could serve as a natural way to support heart rhythm stability and overall cardiovascular resilience. Recent clinical applications have shown particular promise for patients with chronic inflammatory conditions, with many reporting reduced need for anti-inflammatory medications after implementing regular grounding practices. The mechanism appears to involve the transfer of electrons from the Earth's surface into the body, where they can help neutralize inflammatory free radicals and restore natural electrical balance to tissues. Dr. Sinatra has developed specific protocols for various cardiac conditions based on his decades of clinical experience. These protocols combine the awesome foursome nutrients in different proportions depending on the condition being treated. For general age management and cardiovascular prevention, he recommends daily a multivitamin/mineral foundation with 1 gram of fish oil, 90 to 150 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, 250 to 750 milligrams of L-carnitine, 5 grams of D-ribose, and 400 milligrams of magnesium. For hypertension, he increases the doses to CoQ10, 180 to 360 milligrams, L-carnitine, 500 to 1,000 milligrams, D-ribose, 5 to 10 grams, magnesium, 400 to 800 milligrams, plus nattokinase, 100 milligrams, additional fish oil, 2 grams, garlic, 1 gram, and hawthorn berry, 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams. For angina patients, the protocol includes CoQ10, 180 to 360 milligrams, L-carnitine, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams, D-ribose, 10 to 15 grams, magnesium, 400 to 800 milligrams, and vitamin K2, 150 mk7. He also specifically recommends daily green tea, citing a Japanese study where one cup daily was the only beverage shown to prevent heart attacks in men with coronary artery disease. The most aggressive protocol is reserved for severe congestive heart failure, dilated cardiomyopathy, and transplant candidates. CoQ10, 360 to 600 milligrams, L-carnitine, 2,500 to 3,500 milligrams, D-ribose, 15 grams, and magnesium, 400 to 800 milligrams. For patients with unsatisfactory quality of life, he adds 1,500 milligrams of hawthorn berry and 2 to 3 grams of taurine. What's remarkable about these protocols is their ability to improve quality of life even in the most challenging cases. Dr. Sinatra shares numerous patient stories throughout the book, including Joan Jackson, who developed severe heart failure after childbirth. When she consulted him in 1983, she was on a heart transplant waiting list with an ejection fraction of only 15%. Normal is 55 to 70. After starting CoQ10 and gradually adding other nutrients, her condition improved so dramatically that she declined the transplant when her name came up. Nearly 30 years later, she remains active and healthy, approaching age 60. After 35 years in cardiology, Dr. Sinatra predicts that successful future cardiologists will integrate nutritional, biochemical, and metabolic approaches with conventional treatments. Those who embrace metabolic cardiology will become the most effective healers, treating heart cells in ways that optimize function, reduce oxidative damage, and protect mitochondria, the cellular powerhouses that generate over 95% of the heart's energy. The difference between traditional and metabolic cardiology is profound and multifaceted. Traditional approaches focus on managing symptoms and risk factors like blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and arterial blockages. In contrast, metabolic cardiology addresses the fundamental cellular energy crisis that underlies many cardiac conditions. This approach recognizes that compromised energy production at the cellular level can manifest as various cardiac symptoms, from fatigue and arrhythmias to heart failure and angina. By supporting the heart's ability to produce and utilize energy through specific nutrients like CoQ10, L-carnitine, D-ribose, and magnesium, metabolic interventions can improve function, reduce symptoms, and potentially slow disease progression in ways that conventional treatments alone cannot achieve. These nutrients work synergistically to enhance ATP production, improve energy transfer, protect against oxidative stress, and maintain proper electrical conductivity in heart tissue. What makes this approach particularly valuable is its compatibility with standard medical care. These nutritional interventions don't replace necessary medications or procedures, they complement them by addressing different aspects of heart disease. A patient recovering from bypass surgery, for instance, benefits both from the restored blood flow and from enhanced cellular energy production that helps cardiac tissue recover more quickly and function more efficiently. Similarly, patients with congestive heart failure often experience improved exercise tolerance and quality of life when metabolic support is added to their standard medication regimen. Clinical evidence supporting metabolic cardiology continues to grow. Studies have shown that CoQ10 supplementation can reduce mortality in heart failure patients by up to 43%, while L-carnitine has been demonstrated to improve exercise capacity and reduce symptoms in angina patients. D-ribose has shown promise in enhancing recovery after cardiac procedures, and magnesium supplementation has been linked to improved outcomes in various cardiac conditions. As research continues to validate these approaches, more physicians are recognizing the importance of metabolic cardiology in treating heart disease. Major cardiac centers are beginning to incorporate nutritional protocols into their treatment programs, and medical education is slowly expanding to include metabolic approaches. The future of cardiac care lies not in choosing between conventional and nutritional approaches, but in integrating them to provide truly comprehensive treatment that addresses all aspects of heart health, from blood flow and electrical function to the fundamental cellular energy production that powers every heartbeat. This integrative approach represents a paradigm shift in cardiology, one that promises better outcomes through the combination of time-tested conventional treatments and cutting-edge metabolic support strategies. As our understanding of cellular energetics continues to advance, the role of metabolic cardiology will likely become even more central to cardiac care.